In preparing for today, we are planning to do lessons and carols today, and one of the podcasts I listen to comes out of Luther Seminary in St. Paul, and Rolf Jacobson is one of the persons who's on that podcast regularly, and he said these words. He said, "In our tradition, we cannot observe Christmas without the music. The only way to respond to the good news of great joy is with praise to God." And then he went on to tell about the Grinch, the story, Dr. Seuss story of the Grinch. And he said the greatest moment in that story is when the Grinch has stolen everything from the people of Whoville, and he wants to hear them cry. But instead, what do? They sing. Yeah. So he says, praise is our witness to this, the sound of our of the joy the people have, everything they have to mark the day. Christmas does not come. This is the Grinch again. Christmas does not come from a store, but perhaps means just a little bit more. And so today, we celebrate with the Word of God and the singing of God's praises. Next week, of course, then is Epiphany, and so please join us next week for that wonderful celebrationness. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." As we gather, we hear again the good news the angels proclaimed. God has come for all people through the birth of the one named Jesus. Through Bethlehem's manger, God comes into the chaos, messiness, and vulnerability of the world. In all things and at all times, we rejoice that God comes to save us and reigns in love. We come to adore Jesus, who is Savior, Christ, and Lord. I invite you to stand as you are able for the confession.
Amid the troubles and fears of this world, let us confess our sin and welcome God's forgiveness, grace, and love. Mary accepted your call to be Mother of Jesus.
Forgive our lack of faith and trust.
Your Son was born in the poverty of a stable.
Forgive our neglect of the poor.
The shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem.
Forgive our selfishness and complacency.
Dear friends, with joy the angels proclaimed, "Do not fear, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. In Jesus, who is Savior, Christ, and Lord, your sins are forgiven. May you know the peace which the angels sang from the heavens. Indeed, God's forgiveness is good news of great joy." Let all God's people say, Amen.
Let's pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son, the holy name of Jesus, to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens.
The praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place.
What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them.
You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor.
You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet.
All flocks and herds and the animals of the wild.
The birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's say that verse together. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Morning. The first lesson is from the 12th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at the second verse. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great is your midst in the Holy One of Israel.
Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
A reading from Isaiah 61st chapter, beginning at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. And as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations.
John chapter 1. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven above like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water, he said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
From Isaiah, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Serafs were in attendance above him. Each had 6 wings. With 2 they covered their faces, and with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the serafs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The serf touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me.
Luke chapter 1. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. We confess our faith in the Triune God using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the 3rd day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Dwelling in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. At the end of each petition, I will say, Hear us, O God, and your response is, Your mercy is great. Please join me in prayer. God of wisdom, open our ears to hear your grace through the words and deeds of children. Whether young or young at heart, help us to learn from each other and share your good news. Hear us, O God.
Mercy is great.
God of creation, we praise you for heaven and earth and all that you have made. Help us to be good stewards of your creation. Spark delight in our hearts for all that you have made. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of hope, as we look to a new year, call us to peace and bind us together in perfect unity. Guide the leaders of all nations in your way of wisdom, compassion, and tolerance. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of life, draw us into the body of Christ and help us grow in faith and hope through your Holy Spirit. Fill us with grateful hearts and help us share your blessings to all the world through our words and actions. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of healing, mend the broken hearts of those who suffer or mourn this day. Give healing to those who struggle with addiction, mental illness, or sickness. Provide encouragement to those who are lonely, unemployed, or discriminated against. Finally, feed the hungry and provide shelter to those in need. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, you meet us where we are at, and you know our every need. Receive our petitions as we lift them silently to you. Please join me in praying for those listed in your bulletin. In addition to the names listed, we also pray for Elizabeth Osnes this morning. Ralph, Liam, baby Nora, family of Emil, Levi, Karen, family of Jeffrey, Dwayne, Ione, Catherine, Tim, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mahalinas. God of delight, thank you for lessons and carols. Keep a song in our heart and strengthen our faith until the day we will be gathered around your throne, singing in eternal praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ our Savior.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the everlasting peace of Jesus, who is Savior, Christ, and Lord. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You guys ready to make the cross with me? Hey, let's make the cross. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Should we all meet at Pilot Knob? Go tell down the mountain. Go in peace. Proclaim the good news.
Thanks.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
Thanks be to God.